Welcome to the For Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 23rd of February, recording at 7:48 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights here today. The Asian stock markets were sort of mixed in here today. Good gains on the Hang Seng Index, good gain in, from China. Japan closing down a little bit, but well off its lows. Australia closing down. The European markets were down and then rallied a little bit, but those gains were wiped out as Wall Street reversed an opening decline and has been fairly soft. The U.S. indices are down sort of 2.25% to 2.5%. As I speak. In other activity, the long-dated government bond futures are slightly easier despite the weaker tone from stock markets. The US dollar reversed an earlier decline as Wall Street weakened, so that's up again here today. Precious metals had sold off when Wall Street was comparatively firm, then recovered those losses, or most of those losses, silver in particular, but they've slipped back a little bit again right now. But we're not talking about much. I mean, gold is basically unchanged, or up 50 cents as I speak. March silver down 10 cents. But again, we've got over an hour to go before the close. Hour and 10 minutes, it looks like. Now, what else? The industrial metals, a little bit mixed. The grain and bean complex, a bit firmer. I'm in here today. Okay, so what's going on overall? Well, obviously the big story is the U.S. economy and concern over Wall Street. The Wall Street leash effect remains negative for other stock markets, with the Dow extending its decline beneath the November low and other indices in the U.S. continuing to erode support. The European stock market indices, which mostly perform as slightly higher beta versions of the U.S., are weakening here as well. The most outstanding handout among markets of any most outstanding holdout, I should say, among stock markets of any real size has been China. But remember, China did have that small key day reversal last week, and it would require a move. A new recovery high here to offset the possibility of some further pullback and base formation extension. But my own view is that, again, most of the world's markets are going to be dragged down by Wall Street, if not all of them, until we get the next rally occurring on the street. Now, unless that's a very big decline on Wall Street, and it could be, given the state of uncertainty and fear that exists in that market, not to mention the diabolical economic news and the downgrades, continued downgrades for corporate profits. But a modest decline on on Wall Street, what would that be? Say another 10% or so would not, in my opinion, drag some of the stronger stock market indices such as China and Brazil down into new low ground. excuse me, I think that would take really quite a big meltdown. Not impossible under the circumstances, but we've already seen a fair degree of meltdown overall. How to play it? Well, the whole base formation, developing base formation characteristics that we had been looking at, these are being called into question by the Dow's downward break and by the indices that are following the Dow lower. And until they rally back up and exceed those late January and early February highs that I mentioned, or unless they can do that, we have to assume that the risks continue here for Wall Street. So I would treat it very, very cautiously, and at this stage. In other words, I'm not going to open more new long positions, although I've got my little baby steps trading operation that I had been running in ArcelorMittal, but I'm unlikely to increase that, having picked up another unit. I'm in here today, and I'm not running any long futures positions. The main positions that I'm holding are precious metals, and they have been moving up as Wall Street weakened, so it's fear that has been driving them higher. They've been performing as a barometer of stock market sentiment, and I suspect that that will continue for a while longer. So what I'm saying is that when Wall Street next gets a bounce of any consequence, I would expect the precious metals to come down. But on a longer term basis, medium to longer term basis, the precious metals led by gold and silver appear very much within their overall upward trends. Now, commodity markets, industrial commodity markets, and foods are also susceptible to some further weakness while the Dow is under pressure. And I think that that'll be the prevailing sentiment. And to get an exception, we really would need to see some very important specific news, such as crop fears lifting agricultural prices. So the overall mood is one of caution, continued fear, most people preferring to hold cash or a precious metal as a hard currency proxy for cash. And it does look like the markets where we see really good valuations, and the problem is that Wall Street, which is still the epicenter of global economic risk, in my opinion, that Wall Street's valuations are not all that attractive. And where valuations are attractive in other stock markets, not least in Asia, there is a continuing risk that those valuations become even better. In other words, those stock markets get pulled down a little bit lower. So we're not out of this storm yet. And I think that's pretty much it. It overall, I didn't mention crude oil. That's we've had a contract rollover, but it's down nearly $2 here today at 30. Eight. That's the WTI crude. And I mentioned the dollar's picked up again here in line with Wall Street's weakness reversing some earlier decline in the greenback. And that's pretty much it. So I'll wrap up as I usually do, saying all the best to all of you.